You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Believe it or not, we've got a state election coming up not too far away, and state opposition leader Deb Frecklington is joining us right now. Hey, Deb, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Luke. Great to be on your show. 39 days before we get to change the government in Queensland.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Do you reckon you'll be able to do it?
Oh, look, the government are, you know, throwing all the taxpayers' money at it with all these ads. They're getting, you know, spending taxpayers' money on their own polling instead of using health advice. They're changing their mind left, right and centre. Look, what our plan is, and the LNP's plan, is just to get Queensland working again, and it's all about making sure that we can get those 200,000 Queenslanders who are out of work into jobs. And you've got to have a plan to, you know, drag this economy out of recession. That's exactly what I'm doing, getting around the state talking about.
But this COVID deal, Is this a positive in a way for Anastasia Palaszczuk? Because I just noticed today, I was surprised that Daniel Andrews down in Victoria, he's been copping it in the media like you wouldn't believe. And then I just saw his approval ratings at an all-time high in Victoria at the moment. And I'm wondering if you're in a crisis situation, if that actually plays in the hands of the incumbent.
Well, look, that's a matter for the voters when it comes to it. But what I do know is this: here in Queensland, it's quite distinctly different to any other state. You know, pre-COVID, we had the highest unemployment rate in the nation, highest number of bankruptcies, and lowest business confidence. So Queensland was in a pretty terrible way under the Palaszczuk government pre-COVID. And that's why it's so important that we've, you know, changed the government to a group of people that have a plan. The LNP have got a plan to drag Queensland out of recession. And that's so that's a matter for the voters, though, Luke. You know, we've only got a couple of weeks, really, before pre-poll opens, and then we'll see.
How do you get on with Anastasia Palaszczuk? Like, I know what it's like. I can only relate from a radio perspective, right? So I go to an event or whatever, and there's one of my opposition, like maybe it's someone up against me in my time slot or something like that. And for some reason, it just they rub me up the wrong way, even if they're a decent person, because I'm in competition with them. But like, tell me something good about Anastasia Palaszczuk. Look, what's a nice thing about her?
Well, look, both Anastasia and I have been working really hard for our local communities. I'll give her that. But look, at the end of the day, I'm the opposition leader of Queensland. It's my job to hold the Premier to account. So when I think she's, you know, making the wrong decisions on behalf of Queenslanders, it's my job to call her out, and I'm going to continue to do it. But I will say this: anyone that puts their hand up and ends up representing their local patch for several terms, like both the she has and I have, her for Inala and me for Nanango, I mean, we both love our individual communities.
Yeah, right. And so do you get together in any way just away from the cameras, and have you had can you be friendly on any level when you're at each other's throats?
Like, A lot of people ask that question, and you'd be surprised to know, no, we don't catch up away from the cameras or away from Parliament. Look, we're extremely civil to each other. We're both grown-ups, and, you know, it's good that politics can keep it that way. But what I would say is, you know, I'm very busy, you know, travelling around the state at the moment, and I've, you know, been down the Gold Coast heaps, and it's just a matter of making sure that we can, you know, get our plan out there, and that probably doesn't leave a lot of time for cups of tea with my opposition.
So tell us a bit about you then. Like, are you a footy fan, Deb? Are you who do you support in the NRL?
Well, I support the Cowboys, so I'm a big Cowboys fan, and I have been
you hate the Gold Coast Titans is what you're saying?
No, I did not say that. So I was just about to say the Titans. But no. Look, I'm a big supporter of lots of sport, but I'm really lucky because I represent a place that has, you know, provided heaps of sports people, and Gavin Cooper, who has just had a great career.
Yeah, legend. Good bloke.
Yeah, with the Cowboys. Well, he actually comes from Mergen, and my brother-in-law coached him when he was in his under-8s, and, you know, we've had great cricketers like Holly Furling, Carl Rackerman come from my patch as well. So, you know, I'm a big supporter of heaps of sport, but I am a very avid Cowboys fan. I've even got my female girls cowboy cap
good on my head
at the moment.
Well, you didn't cheer loud enough this year, I'll say that then.
I know, but I'm going to cheer extremely loudly next year. But of course, you know, go the Titans and the Bronx as well. You know, any team from Queensland I'll support.
Hey, good on you, Deb, and all the best. It's a tough time for everybody. And, you know, I'll say this for you. I appreciate the time you've given us here on the coast, because because I'm just going to chuck it over to producer Jeremy. Anastasia Palaszczuk, mate, what's she done? Bugger all. She won't.
Bugger all. She will not even talk to us. I've approached her numerous times throughout the year.
In fairness,
absolutely nothing.
Got a lot on a plate, in fairness, but we do appreciate your time, Deb. Thanks so much.
No worries, Luke. Always make the time for you guys.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.